She didn't tell me, she just left.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school, so pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, cause
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
You try to rest.
Pitches all over the place. People are talking about it. Say, man, you haven't experienced it. This is like United States. This is like the UK. This is where culture is at. The new way to experience culture. I'm very proud of you. Very impressed.
Thank you.
Tell us more about it.
So what I essentially did was I took a team of very experienced actors and we created this interactive show. It's an immersive show that we bring into any space. So we transform spaces and we make it our entire space, and everywhere is a stage. So what we're going to do at John Watlins is, I don't know if a lot of persons know, they have an indoor experience that they usually do.
Let's start off. Where's John Watlins?
So John Watlins is on Delancey Street.
Where Delancey Street is, miss?
Gotta be specific.
Okay.
See, we in the inner city now, we hear your bourgeoisie old west, but now you're saying you're bringing it to us. So we need to know exactly where we're coming.
Okay, let me give you the Bahamian directions. If you know where a National Art Gallery is,
yes,
it's right in that area there. The church, oh Lord, my Catholic church.
The Catholic church.
St. Francis Xavier. Yes, it's almost across from there.
Okay.
Right, but remember, you cannot enter Delancey Street from West Street.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You have to enter Delancey Street from Meeting Street or from Nassau Street or one of the lower, more northern parallel roads to
right.
Bay Street.
Okay, so John Watlins. I know where John Watlins
yes.
now. So you're bringing this to John Watlins.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So it's going to be a sip and solve experience.
Before it was like a dinner and an experience. It's now what?
A sip and solve.
So what does that mean?
So what that means is that you're going to be able to enjoy cocktails while you enjoy this live interactive show.
Remember I was trying to launch a show called Half Cut History?
Mm-hmm.
This is Half Cut Mystery.
Yes.
Ah, okay. This sounds like this could be exciting.
So
what will I experience?
So what you will experience is that you'll get unlimited cocktails. Yes.
Which means I drink all night?
Yes. You can drink during the entire show. The show starts at 7. So you can come and we'll have Mo Monkey Foot there. They'll be doing the food. So you can purchase food there as well.
So it's, even though it's a sip and experience type show.
Right. You can also purchase. You can enjoy unlimited cocktails without enjoying bites.
Listen, okay. In any of your rehearsals, has your research shown that getting half cut is more efficient, effective, like helps people solve murders?
It definitely helps people to loosen up, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish to me.
So we all think that we're a detective and Bahamians love drama. We love mystery. So what we did is you created this experience. We're adding cocktails and we're bringing it to John Watlins, who already has a huge following. So persons are really, really excited about this.
So now the people out east, who is cultural?
Yes.
Who in the artsy and who going on dates? Especially
correct.
With these dates are so boring now.
Are you serious?
You want to impress your person, you can take them to this experience where you can have a mystery, what do you call that? Mystery what?
It's like a murder mystery show.
Murder mystery show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I could actually drink and eat.
Correct.
Okay, do I get to sit down?
Yes.
I'm trying to picture John Watlins sitting down.
So they have a sit-down area inside and the aesthetics of the area perfectly matches the Western show that we're going to be doing.
Will the distillery, Will Watlins, be providing drink menus that are complementary to the theme of the show, the sip and solve?
They definitely will.
Awesome. You mentioned Western, right?
Yes.
Western murder mystery.
Mm-hmm.
I picture in, whiskey.
Yes.
Can people get whiskey?
Yes.
Then like the good brand whiskey.
But I can get a finger of whiskey or two fingers or three fingers of whiskey. You know what a finger of whiskey is?
No. I'm just thinking you have a finger inside whiskey.
No. In olden days, when they had no measuring cup, they would use a finger to measure the amount of alcohol in a serving.
Oh, wow.
And so you put the finger on the side of the glass,
mm-hmm.
and that's one. You pour up to that finger. That's one finger. Two fingers, you pour up to that.
Okay.
So you say a finger of whiskey, two fingers of whiskey, three fingers of whiskey, call the police for me.
Can my wife and I come dress up, since you have a Western theme?
Definitely. We had Prime One. We had persons come out and dress in their Western costume because people love a good theme.
And a costume, right? But will I be mistaken as a part of the cast, or am I coming to potentially be a part of the mystery?
You never know. That's the mysterious part about
it. It's somewhat improv, that it changes every day, every time you have
Yes, we do change it.
So give me the concept of it. So those persons who have no experience of murder mysteries and dining,
mm-hmm.
what is the concept? What is it all about?
So while you're enjoying cocktails, most recently we did the dinner. So while you would have been enjoying dinner, the motive is introduced. So the whole storyline, it happens. So you get an opportunity to interact with the different characters and trying to feel out, like, you don't really know who's going to be murdered. And you don't know at what time you're enjoying this. So it's like basically a mysterious play that happens.
So someone is murdered.
Yes.
And the audience have to decide who was the murderer.
Correct.
We get a shout out. Don't bring me to the theater and I get a shout out.
So during the interrogation phase, because we do have a sheriff and a deputy for the purpose of the Gone with the Dust Western show.
Okay.
During that interrogation phase, you do get an opportunity to indicate who you think did it. Why do you think they did it? So there's a probing, investigative part that the audience
it's
definitely
very
gets.
Interactive.
Yes, it is. And we even ask you to move the body.
The audience can actually move the dead body?
Yes, sir.
So very interactive.
Very much interactive.
So you mean like I may just be sitting and sipping and I come back with my hors d'oeuvres and I just meet a dead body at my
Correct.
Table?
And then they're going to ask you to move it.
You mentioned there's a sit-down section of...
yes.
Where the place again?
John Watlins.
John Watlins.
Correct.
So the play, the whole theme is in between guests?
It's in John Watlins. Everything is in between the guests. So while you're sitting, the cast, they're immersing with you. So it's not like we have a stage and we're far away. No, they're going to be immersing with you. So they're going to pick on you as well.
So I can hear them. Clear, like they stand right in
you
front of me while
them.
These things happening.
You can hear them, you can see them, they can touch you.
They may sit at the table
eat
and
off,
start talking.
They may sit at the table with you, they may eat off your plate, they do things
can't
like that.
Can't be eating my food without them pay for it.
but how to create a sense of motive, right? Like,
right.
Hold on, this boy is just walk around the place and sit down and
right.
he may be the boy with that type of attitude.
Right.
Okay.
And I essentially write the story because I write all of our shows. I wrote it so you don't know who did it.
I remember the last time you started this thing, you got a big prize, some international prize or some grant.
Correct.
Remind the listening audience what was that you won and how this was, because the genesis of this in general.
So I was one of the Royal Caribbean grants for this same experience. And that would have been through Access Accelerator.
All right. And that's Royal Caribbean Cruise Line?
Correct.
International's
Correct.
Grant program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was one of the recipients of that grant. And was that helped to propel us to get to where we are now. And we're always actively looking for funding to further expand.
Daytime shows.
This is nighttime for now, but we want to expand to daytime.
Well, listen, I cool with that.
Yes.
Because I appreciate a nighttime show. For people who are lobbying for cruise ships to return to the
right.
overnight porting.
Correct.
This is a part of the catalog of experiences that we can offer.
Correct.
And what a beautiful venue. Proximity.
Thank you.
And then, like you said, you write your own scripts.
Correct.
So this is a Western theme.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait till we get to the mid 19th century local island espionage story.
Nice.
Yes.
So you mentioned Western and a Western
mm-hmm.
theme.
Mm-hmm.
Will the cast be dressed up?
Correct. They're going to be speaking in their Western slang.
They could be speaking in the Western
yes.
slang?
So what I did was I wrote the show in Western jargon. But it's still easy for persons to understand. But those of you that are Western enthusiasts, you will definitely going to love it.
Nice.
Yeah, I grew up watching Bonanza, so.
Don't mind me. I know Ronnie Butler sing a Western song. I'm looking for it right now.
I'm impressed. And the idea that you are a part of the orange economy, right?
Right.
That when the Deputy Prime Minister, Minister of Tourism, put up the challenge that we need more activities to do,
mm-hmm.
people who could write at a particular level, who could craft concept at a particular level, you have embraced that and gone far beyond until you have national and international acclaim now.
Correct.
You know, and I see that you have a number of expats
mm-hmm.
who tend to follow you and follow your theme.
Yes.
How is that, having so many, what I call second Bahamians or second home Bahamians
mm-hmm.
who say, this is what I'm used to in my home country, and the idea that they have it here in the Bahamas now, I'm partnering it and I'm celebrating it. How is that?
That's been pretty, pretty good. That tells me that I'm on the right trajectory in terms of where I want to take my business and where I want the cast to go. I want to be able to provide them with an opportunity to, if they were to get international exposure, they can have, they can say that, okay, they participated in this show, and then it also helps me as well. So it's been pretty good.
Looking at Nuri and Madam,
that's Miss Rule. I didn't introduce you right. That's
Raquel
Rule.
Even that, I won't call
Mrs. Raquel Rule.
I won't call her Miss Fries with benefits. Right?
Yes.
That's why I won't call her.
Yes.
Imagine now we have a daytime show.
Correct.
And the same tourists that participated in the daytime show
yes.
can then later in the evening experience a nighttime show on the cruise ship.
Yes. I failed to mention that I also trained. As well.
What do you mean by train?
So what it is that when you come and you, we've had persons that recently came in that were a part of the audience that said that they wanted to be an actress. And so I invited them to be a part of the group. I trained them to our level because everyone has a different level.
Yeah.
So I trained them to our level and they are able to be on stage. One of the ladies, she's one of the leading cast in this particular show.
Nice.
And she's well loved.
So it's an opportunity.
Yes. So if you're interested in acting, and we mm-hmm. always want to expand. So, Aaron, like I said, we want to do daytime shows for the future. And, of course, you need more persons.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I wanted to tell you all about Impro Wives,
mm-hmm.
Shad Ferv, Vividly Val, Gianno Wallace, improv comedy group.
Shad has actually worked on a project with me before.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Good stuff. It's that impro visation that makes the audience feel like they wrote this for me. I don't
mm-hmm.
care. They wrote this for me and I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk price. Let's talk parking. Let's talk what all I get for my money. Go ahead.
Okay, so the cost of this Sip and Solve experience mm-hmm. is $75, and that includes the show and unlimited cocktails. And parking, of course, those of you that would have been to John Watlins, you know they have ample parking. Those of you that would be new to the property, please do not fare. There's sufficient parking. The only thing that we ask is that you get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
And I emphasize that on time.
Because the play starts
yes.
on time.
Yes.
The experience starts
on
time.
On time, yes.
Right? Because if you miss part, you might not understand.
Yeah, you may not understand, correct.
Oh, nice.
And if you come late, I accusing you, use the murderer.
Yeah.
I certain as you.
And you say it's unlimited drinks, right?
Correct.
So how do I get my drinks? Does someone come around and serve me, whatever it is?
So there's a bar that you're free to roam around. It's not a tense environment. So you can roam around during the show.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's very interactive. It's very immersive. It's not tense. We don't want you to feel stuffy. We want you to feel like you're invited to a party, basically a theme party. And then, of course, a murder happens.
So is this a saloon type?
Yes.
So I could go to the bar and be a part
Correct.
Of what happened whilst I order my drink.
See, so now you understand
I seen it.
Yes.
I seen it.
Visualizing it. Yes.
And I could get whiskey.
Correct.
See how you're going back to the whiskey?
Listen, I got a text that it says, the characters may also hit on you.
Yes.
Big LOL. This show was great, and the ending was a total curveball.
Okay. So it's not an obvious answer.
No, it's not. Why would it be obvious?
Okay.
No,
I normally tend to be good in terms of solving things. So I thought
it's definitely
not. But you do it right there.
No. I've written it in a way so that everyone is actually seemingly like a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Another text. What's the date, the calendar for your this set of performances?
So,
and how can they make a reservation? Which nights they ready now?
So our next showing at John Watlins will be this Saturday.
This Saturday
at 7 p.m.
This Thursday, then Friday, then this Saturday.
Yes, Saturday. So Saturday will be our next showing at John Watlin's. We're still finalizing our schedule with them, but please be rest assured that we'll have additional shows. But if you want to see the first show at John Watlin's, is this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tickets are $75, which includes cocktails, and you can purchase them at our with our booking agent. The number is 552-3336. That's 552-3336.
Tell the food vendors they need to serve me my food in some Western style. I need my drink in an old tin can, right? I need you all to turn all the old sardine, the big sardine can, into plates, serving containers, mm-hmm. so I could feel like I'm on the trail. Don't make it dusty. We don't need it to be dusty.
You don't
want to
be dusty.
Else.
So I just want
to. We actually have one of the characters in the show. His name is Dusty.
Can you imagine? I want to hear about your partners. You mentioned one of your partners, John Watlin's.
Correct.
And then you, a restaurant. How did you manage to partner with John Watlin's? And then tell me who's serving the food again. Sorry.
So one of our cast, she's a huge part of John Watlin's. She indicated to them that we have this experience and she thinks that it would be a good match for John Watlin's Distillery. We had a meeting and Pepin is always great. One thing with him, he's always great in terms of if the opportunity is good and he's able to help, he's always willing. And so we appreciate being a great partner with them. We have some other partners in the background because, of course, we do want to introduce this to tourists since it is in a tourist now air-centric area. Mm-hmm. So we're just got to finalize it with that before we confirm that at a partner.
I was always jealous that Old West had you all first, right? Because like, that's a different type of crowd. It's right. Very cultured Old West. Mm-hmm. They used to the artsy life. Mm-hmm. But the idea that you move further east gives opportunities to so many other behemoths, people right. over the hill, people out east, people in the central area to come and experience this. So I'm glad that it's centrally located now that we can actually experience this. But let's talk about food.
Mm-hmm.
You say Will Meadows?
Will Monkey Foot.
What is that?
They are a food truck operation. They're usually at John Watlin's, and so they'll be offering bites like tacos, quesadillas, those types of things that you could enjoy while you're at the show.
Okay, affordable food.
Correct.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
I get the unlimited drinking.
Yes.
And I'm glad you partner with John Watlin's because they have all kind of rum, right?
Yes.
Stuff like that. So I have all kind of rum I can experience, right? Especially their branded cocktails or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And now I have this Well Monkey Foot, you said?
Yes.
I like that name. Well Monkey Foot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they have small bites, you said?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
In fact, you can say Well Monkey Foot. I can't believe all of this good food come out of this small food truck. Well Monkey Foot. Absolutely. I asked the producer, I pull a Camilla, I asked the producer to play a song.
Let me play a song as we go to the break. But before we go, Miss Rule, mm-hmm. give us a rundown again, what's happening.
So it's a Sip and Solve experience at John Watlin's. It's an immersive murder mystery that happens. And it'll be happening this Saturday at 7 p.m. If you want to purchase tickets, tickets are $75, includes the show and, of course, unlimited cocktails.
Do I can pay tickets beforehand, pay for tickets?
Yes, we encourage you to do so because we do sold-out shows. So you can contact 552-3336. That's 552-3336 for your tickets. And please don't wait too late.
That's this Saturday. That's
this Saturday.
Friday, then Saturday at 7 p.m. at John Watlin's.
Correct.
Which is in that Meeton Street area. Correct. All kind of parking. They can have all you can drink. All you can drink for $75.
Correct.
And of course, Will
Monkey Foot.
Will Monkey Foot is going to be there and they'll be providing food. Affordable food that you can sit and enjoy this show and you can be a part of this murder mystery.
Yes.
Where you can solve and interact and find out who did it.
Yes, and it's Western themed.
It's Western themed. So if you have that big hat, if you have that big Western hat and have that Western drawl, you can participate. But this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Of course, the producer of this is Raquel Rowell. That's your married name or that's it?
That's my marriage name.
You're making sure I call your right name.
Miss Fries with benefit.
Miss Fries with benefit. And we will be right back after this short commercial break.
She decides to go now. I'd be the first to know, but she didn't tell me she was going.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Again, this is C.A. Nuri. And of course, Erin Green is joining me. Today, we have Serenity Grand Lodge and the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, the Prince Hall Origin. And they have a long name, which I tend to always mess up, right? But you still in charge of like promotions and fundraising? No?
Fundraising.
Yeah. But reintroduce yourself and reintroduce who all are here. And of course, I want that brief introduction of Prince Hall Origin Group and its proper name so everyone will know.
Good morning, Bahamas. My name is Basil Damianos. I am the Grand Patron for the Most Wishful Serenity Grand Lodge and Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, Prince Hall Origin National Compact in and for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. This coming Saturday, July 27th, beginning at 8 a.m., we're going to have a free breakfast giveaway. Free breakfast giveaway at George Brown Community Park, Dumping Ground Corner. We're inviting all members of Bain Town, all to come out and enjoy the breakfast.
See, I grew up off East Street, right? I know a burial ground corner. So now I'm trying to find where this dumping ground corner is. So you got to explain to me, how do I get to it?
I'm glad you didn't use my bougie self for the reference. Yeah, I don't know where that is, sir. Please tell us where that is.
Dumping ground corner is on off Ponciano. And if the premier place would be, everybody knows where Quakey Bar is.
Okay.
Right? Oh, I'll give you another one. We are 30s. Actually, right. Yes, 30s. That is so on dumping. That is on dumping ground corner. 30s right. Is on dumping ground
corner. So Quirky's is too far east.
Yeah. Quirky's is the corner after. Right. So it's the corner where 30s is, the original 30s, Rosalie's Chicken Shack. Mm-hmm. Right through there, and midway is through, there's a park. And the name of that park is George Brown Community Park. We'll be right there from 8 a.m. in the morning.
So when you say free breakfast and then free for all, who all is going to be... I don't understand free.
It's free.
What do you mean by free?
Free. You don't have to pay for it.
And I come and eat?
And you can come and eat.
What are all your servants to?
I'll let the sisters them tell you
and
all of that.
Who is your target audience? Because like Nuri, when I hear free... there's some DNA in me that unlocks, right? But I don't think I'm your target audience.
No, our target audience is anyone, the whole Bahamas.
So this is passing,
get something? Just passing, get something. We're planning to do over 200 breakfasts.
I drive through Meadow Street all the time, and the park is usually filled with local produce that's been harvested from that general area. So you're going to go to them brothers over there and get some pear to put on this free breakfast?
Well, we'll check them out.
All right, Gnap, pear, manga, it's with the Jamaican star apple on the ground. They all over the place. And dilly. Yes.
So let's speak to the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter. And it's all women's group, right? Part all under the Prince Hall Origin. Introduce yourself and explain what do you do within this lodge? And then go on with the breakfast or what all you are serving.
Sure. Well, good morning. Thanks for having us. I am Sister Avia Martin, and I'm currently the Grand Worthy Matron of Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter. With me, I have my Grand Associate Matron, Sister Ellen S. Monroe. So we are here today to basically help and assist in regards to the free community breakfast giveaway. And what is going to happen at this is that on the menu, we have tuna, sausage, corned beef. We have drinks free and available to the community at large. And what we plan on doing is reaching back and giving back into the communities and feeding the community. Because right now, that's normally what is at the forefront. We feed the hungry and we clothe the naked. And that's our standpoint. And that's at the forefront of our organization. And so what our organization does, unfortunately, we are not a lodge. We are considered a chapter. Lodges belong to the men. Chapters belong to the women. And we are in direct jurisdiction of the Order of the Eastern Star. And so we are an adoptive right of the Masons. So that is the best way that I could explain our organization without going too in depth. But we are definitely going to be
on George Brown Park, George Brown Community Park, on Saturday, the 27th of July at 8 a.m., Dumping Ground Corner. Come out. We plan on feeding over 200 individuals. Come out and get your, come on and get your drinks. Come on and have a good time. Let's socialize and let's make it happen.
So the wife and I go walking every Saturday, right? So can I, after walking, can I stop and say, I just come for breakfast and move through. I ain't come to talk. I just collected my food.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So go ahead, sister. What is your involvement in this?
I am the Associate Grand Matron of Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, and we are going to just feed approximately 200 people on Saturday. That is our goal.
And you're only going to be short of food, right? I mean, I come in there, and then I could get about a plate and a half.
PHOV was a slogan.
Listen,
we ain't broke.
If you find half a dilly inside your container, just know that your breakfast has been adjusted and accommodated. You could be good.
Yes.
And I'm one of those people who get combination breakfast. I get tuna and combi from one plate. I'm just asking if that's possible.
Anything is possible.
Okay.
We are there to serve. Mm-hmm. We are there to serve, not to demand, or we just giving you this. No, sir. We are there to save the public at that time.
And the text says, if Cecil come and put a stipulation on one plate per person, but what I say is, you only have to give me half the corned beef and half the tuna in my one plate, right? I don't need to be two serving in my one plate. So, community breakfast, obviously community outreach work. Is this attached to another community program? How have you identified this particular area as needing this type of support?
It's not the area. Our temple at this time is located on Pitt Road.
Okay. So that's your community?
That is our community. We have done... what's the park name?
Christie Park?
Christie Park.
Yes,
on numerous occasions.
We've
been to Christie Park on numerous occasions, different entities within our organization. So we see it fit now to do another park in the community.
And what I like is... a lot of times we think that we say beggars shouldn't be choosers. If it's free, they should make their way there. I don't like necessarily people parading themselves or feeling like they have to parade themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to walk that far out of my community. It's great that, you know, it's a sort of a closer to them, easier to walk,
yes,
and even better, like, I'm here, but you don't know if I'm here because I have no food in my home or if I'm here because I'm a part of this community effort.
And we're not asking. We're just there at this time, at that time,
mm-hmm,
to serve whoever comes there. We're not there to ask you questions as to where you came from, why you here. No, we're there to serve the community,
mm-hmm,
and that is our only objective.
Absolutely. We also don't realize that a lot of people are what we call underemployed. They have one or two jobs, but it's just not enough, right? So we have a lot of people who are working and may themselves feel like they're not eligible for this type of support, and others who may tell them, well, you're working, you don't need to be here. But a lot of working people are supporting two households. They're supporting the whole household or multiple households, and this supplements, you know, what it is they're trying to do. It's a wonderful initiative. Now, in terms of, like, I hear the slogan, we ain't broke. I love it. I love it even more because even when you're broke, you ain't broken,
no,
right? Which is but who are some of the community partners and broader partners working with you to pull off this initiative?
Well, Apex.
Okay.
Apex Underground. We have other...
Nelta's Bar.
Yeah. Okay.
Nelly's Bar.
Mm-hmm. And then the other chapters and lodges?
Yes, we have within Nassau, we have four lodges and four chapters.
Okay.
Who will also be there. The members will be there. And they are also assisting. So it's a organization effort,
all
not
right,
just an entity effort. It's an organization effort.
And I know the Rose of Sharon tend to do a lot of outreach work, right? Mm-hmm. Women, that's they do. They have that nurturing spirit. This is being spearheaded by the Serenity Grand Lodge, and then they assist in you? That's what's happening?
Yes. Well, we are working in tandem, yes. All right? So it's not just, we just say Serenity Grand Lodge because that is the covering,
mm-hmm.
All right? But we're working together. The brothers are providing the muscles, and the sisters are providing
the brains.
So it's safe to say that when I come, me and my wife come for this breakfast, right?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got to wait long because it's more than enough for y'all to be there serving.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll have that big assembly line going.
Who cooking the grits and when it starting? Are you cooking the grits outside on a rock oven? How long are you letting the grits soak?
Well, we're cooking online, on a rock oven, but we'll be cooking. We'll bring the grits there, and we'll still be cooking grits. So our goal is to serve as many
people as possible.
Look, so if we run out what we brought, we won't be able to say, and people still coming, you could run to the food store.
And grab something and put it together.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me throw one recipe in the pot. Since we're talking food, okay. It's Gnab season, and it's hot. Yeah. So a lot of Gnab getting overripe on the tree. You just can't harvest them fast enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what you do with your Gnab that you can no longer sell for $2 and $3 a bag.
Mm.
Pop them in a pot. Cover them with about a half inch of water. Bring the water to a boil. When the water starts changing color, the color of the Gnab, then you're going to pour off that water. You're going to take the Gnab that's sitting in the pot. You can put it in a paint strainer, cheesecloth, pillowcase. You can squeeze the rest of the life out of the Gnab. All the juice you could get into the rest of the water that you poured off. That's your base for your Gnab lemonade.
Mm. Okay.
Then you start building your lemonade from that, and then you serve it at the free breakfast. And then you tell people who have car and drive there, you may have to pay $1 a cup. Just may have to pay $1 a cup, right?
That's a good idea.
Any tea or coffee could be available? Because I know you say drinks, right? But this is my breakfast time. The wife likes her tea.
I don't think tea or coffee, but we definitely will have water, orange juice.
I have to talk to the Grandmaster.
Orange.
Directly into the mic.
I don't think tea and coffee may be there. It's a far-fetched, but we definitely will have water and juices.
Don't worry. Somebody can grab some soursop leaf and make soursop leaf tea.
Yeah.
Somebody can grab some Spanish thyme, what we call broadleaf thyme, and make some broadleaf thyme tea.
Mm.
Somebody can grab some bay leaf and make some bay leaf tea. And if they have the purple flower, wildflowers growing, they can make some purple tea as well.
Or even some hibiscus tea, eh? Yeah.
I know we had a show on this before, but I got two texts just now. The two texts asking, they know about a Prince Hall origin and a Prince Hall. They want to know if that's two different things. I know we didn't come here for that, but since you're here, you just explain what that is so they'll understand what it is. And then how to join.
It's two different organizations. Within the Bahamas, I think we have at least 14 Masonic jurisdictions or more. So it's just different jurisdictions. All of us study the same thing. Similarly, just slight in difference of how things are done, but masonry is masonry.
Mm-hmm. Just variations in just procedure.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And now, the second part of the question was, how do you join? But perhaps you could say, how can I find more information about becoming a member of a lodge or of a chapter if I'm a woman?
Well, you have to do your due diligence, first mm-hmm. of all. You have to, and then you ask one, because the only way you could get an application is from one.
All right.
Okay. So you investigate the different jurisdictions, decide on which one you would like to be a part of, and when you see your sister or brother, you ask them if they're part of that jurisdiction and would you be able to get an application?
I know if y'all see the smirk on my face, right? I want to join whatever lodge could give me access to the Book of Moses, the 8th and the 9th Book of Moses. Once I get that.
And the Book of Adam and Eve and Good and Evil.
I want to get Moses 8th and 9th book and then have access to that.
Like, can I just get a library card?
You know how they go on quiet?
No. You don't mind those questions.
No.
However, just know that we know that there are sources of knowledge in books that emanate from that space, and people would like to have access to that information without disrespecting, right, the organizations, without sort of pretending to want to be a part of it to gain access to the books. And so there's like bookophiles like us. We like book,
yeah.
Right?
Let's say this, right? They say Masonry is a secret organization, right? It's not a secret organization, but an organization with secrets.
Mm-hmm.
However, the majority of what we do, what we say, is on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So is it really secret?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have, hoping that we can have representatives from various lodges to have broader discussion on demystifying the space, right? Because so many of our country's leaders, so many of our social leaders and authorities, religious leaders, participate in this community, mm-hmm. right? And so it's better to have as much transparency as possible,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that we could live and work together. And because somebody, you know, on Blue Hill Road, the lodge by the Palm Burger place, I wouldn't know that secret. I wouldn't know that secret.
The Palm Tree
secret.
So let's talk leadership. Who's the Grand Master now? I think that's the right term. And who's the matron sister? Word. Yeah, Grand Matron. Just go over that, the whole leadership, so people who are listening can be quite aware of your organization in detail, okay?
Okay. At this time, the Grand Master for the Most Wishful Serenity Grand Lodge is the Honorable Gregory R. Miller, Sr. The Grand Matron for the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter is Sister Avia Martin. Okay. Brother, or the Honorable Gregory R. Miller, is a 33rd degree Mason. This is his second term as Grand Master in our organization. We're 6 years old, and we're growing. And like every organization or entity, we have growing pains.
Anyway, absolutely. Now, this community breakfast giveaway, this is a 6 years running. Is this the inaugural? Is this the first time in that particular community or in the sort of closer inner community? Is it a part of your formal programming? What's your next event going to be?
Sure.
And can people reach out and say, hey, we're in the general area. This is a community. We've never seen you in here. Can you guys partner with us? Let's do something.
Yes.
Okay, sure. Well, when it comes down to our organization, we're no strangers to community service and mm-hmm. giving back to the community. It might not have been a joint effort between the Grand Lodge and the Grand Chapter, but we have various chapters and lodges that continuously go out into the communities and they provide services.
Okay.
We have Woman of Allah Chapter. They just recently did a breakfast giveaway themselves at Nellie's Bar. And we had Elector Chapter that went to the All Saints AIDS Camp to donate products there. We have King David Lodge, King Hiram Lodge, that constantly gives back to the various churches and helps their Feed the People program. The Great Commission, we always go
and support the Great Commission
as well. Unity House is a list of other entities. Now, when it comes down to the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter as well as Serenity Grand Lodge, we are now working in tandem. It's now a joint effort in providing
community outreach. Okay, this is awesome.
So this isn't our first joint effort, but this is one to really kick off. This new season.
Absolutely.
We just recently had election in May, so this is now something to kick it off. And coming up in October, we're actually going to have our Walk for the Cure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another community effort that we're doing in remembrance of our own sister Lorraine Joseph, who had passed from breast cancer.
Okay.
So this is the third annual walk in honor of her.
All right.
Coming this October. So we're going to have other information for that. Hopefully we can come back on your show and give out even more information on that.
And I need to know when y'all, whatever the event, hoopla. Are you having an event where I can come play hoopla?
Yes, we are actually. In November 2nd, we're actually having a Grand Lodge raffle.
Okay.
It's amazing. Listen to me. It's $20 per raffle ticket. And these are your prizes. You're going to get a car. a round-trip ticket, and three-night accommodations to Las Vegas, a round-trip ticket and three-night accommodations to Jamaica, a seven-day Caribbean cruise, and the list goes on. And tickets are $20.
They didn't have good gifts and prizes.
I need you to lend me $20, Yuri. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green.
Morning, sir.
Nice to meet you. I would like to say a special welcome to my brother, Basil Damianos. I would like to congratulate him on the work he's done for us in Masonry. Basil, well done.
Thank you, brother.
Also, Miss Green, I would like to throw out another message of my name.
Yes,
and
sir.
That is, we have many, many of our athletes today who are golden pearls.
Okay.
They are the ones who need to be recognized in this upcoming Olympics. For example, the athletes, they are our ambassadors. So let us give them what is due to them. Let us make them ambassadors cruel, and that is by giving them a diplomatic passport that will show the world that we are concerned about our youth and our people who represent us as athletes throughout the world. Please, and in the same token, whatever the prizes are, if they win gold, it will home. Nothing less than something for $1.5 million fully equipped with all the cherries and the cocoa plum and sea grapes and everything else. But we must do a better job. And we have to, this is the young people's time.
Yes, sir.
They are setting the stage of what they want. Their images, let them make as much money as they can. They put in the hard work. And one final thing I would say, there is some controversy about athletes not being picked. Well, I would like to ask whether or not, if, in the same token, if those persons have the time, can they run for other countries? You have other countries who have millions and millions of people, but they don't have not one gold medalist. And that's all I would say for now. And again, Brother Damianos, thank you. God bless you and your group. Continue.
Thank you, Brother Hamilton.
Good. Before you go, I know we have a couple more minutes. Can you list the various chapters and the various lodges under the Prince Hall Origin Group? I know it's a long list you all have now because you're all on the Family Islands. But go through as many as you can remember because I put you on the spot.
Okay. In District 1, we have Unity Lodge number 17. That's the first lodge that started under Prince Hall Origin. Then we have Quincy Bettle in Abaco. Quincy Bettle number 18 in Abaco. Liberty Lodge number 19 in Freeport. King David Lodge number 20 in Nassau. And King Hiram Lodge number 1077, which I'm a part of. And Harmony Lodge number 1. All in District 1, also in Nassau. So we have four lodges in Nassau, one in Freeport, one in Abaco. For the chapters, I'll let the Grand Matron.
All right, for the chapters we have here in Nassau, we have Royal Ladies, Chapter 001. That was the first chapter established underneath this great organization. Then in Abaco, we have Ladies of Essence. In Grand Bahama, we have Divine Ladies, Chapter 003. And back in Nassau, we have Women of Valor, Chapter 004, Elector, which we are a part of, yes. Chapter 005, and now Ladies of Harmony, Chapter 006. Those are now the chapters that sit under the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter with our covering of Serenity Grand Lodge.
Nice. I just wanted to... So let's, as we wrap it up, remind us about what is happening this Saturday, where it is, location, and how you all can make sure I have tea when I come.
Yes, this coming Saturday, the 27th of July, we will be having a breakfast giveaway at George Brown Community Park, Dumping Ground Corner. The breakfast giveaway starts at 8 a.m. in the morning and runs until we run out.
And you have all kind of food there.
All kind of food.
And remind me which one you're serving so I can get my, of combination.
Course, of course, yellow grits. Not white grits. Yellow grits. Tuna. Corned beef.
Sausage.
Sausage.
And we should have some eggs.
Yes,
and some homegrown eggs.
Yeah, we're going to have some homegrown eggs.
Organic.
I be on Meadow Street all the time. Don't be deafing them chicken eggs.
No, we have our own brother, Glenn Rule, who is Glenroy Rule, who is the Worshipful Master of Harmony Lodge number one.
Mm-hmm.
And he donates and sells organic eggs grown right here in Nassau.
Mm-hmm.
Right off Prince Charles.
Good morning, Cousin. Y'all didn't know I know Cousin Glenn Rule.
Yeah, so.
Good morning, you know, Cousin
so,
Glenn.
So that's going to be organic. Mm-hmm. Nothing, and they ain't going in the fridge to get cool. Whatever come out that morning.
Is what we're going to be scrambling
up. Yeah, be cracking fresh.
Listen, fresh if you could make Ganep lemonade, make some Ganep lemonade. If you could find a Ganep, give it to somebody who could make the Ganep lemonade and send it out to Dumping Ground Corner. Saturday morning, this Saturday, starting at 8 a.m., bring the lemonade for 7 so we could put it on ice.
Yeah.
Yes, sir?
I got one more. And for Saturday as well, I would be remiss if I didn't mention King Hiram Lodge number 1077 is having its summer fest at Pitt Road. At Pitt Road, starting at 4 p.m. Food and drinks will be on sale. Just come on down and enjoy with us.
It has been Guiding Radio AM with C. Henry. Have a wonderful day.